Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the questions we got in the last hour is for me to talk about the suicide rate and to talk about depression. We don't have any suicide rate since COVID. Those numbers aren't out. You will see headlines talking about suicide rate rising like 35%. That's not so much during coronavirus. That's a headline that we've seen over the last, you know, talking about numbers over the last few decades. So we do not have numbers of how many people could have committed suicide throughout this crisis. I think it's a lot lower than expected. We have, though, seen a lot of activity with the suicide hotline. By the way, for those of you who need the suicide hotline, it's 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255, and I'll also post that later on my Facebook and Twitter. And then you can also text, you know, if you need some help, you know, 741-741. You text HOME to 741-741. I wouldn't remember that if I was depressed, but, you know, I'll post those for you. But let's talk about that. Are you guys bummed? Are you guys, like, depressed and stuff? I got to tell you something. I'm not as happy as I usually am. I know I look happy, you know. Well, I tell you why I'm happy. You know why I'm happy? Hold on, let me get these out. Because I got my peeps. I got sugar to keep me happy, okay? Not good because the crap you... I look like a little peep, see? Oh, my God. Here's a little bit. See, when you open it up. See, I don't like to... And then, see, your little peep. These aren't my favorite color. I think my favorite color is blue. My favorite color is blue. So anyway, those are little peepees. I love my little peeps. So for me, I mean, I eat sugar. The reason why I'm always happy is because in the morning, I have my sugar. Then I have my water. I drink a lot of water. And then I've been eating a lot of meat. It's Passover. So I'm always grumpy during Passover because you have to eat matzah. You get really constipated, and it's the most painful food out there. You thought asparagus or broccoli was rough on the gut. No, matzah is. So I'm, you know, I'm not the happiest these days. You know, have I gotten a little bummed? I have. I get bummed when some of my students call, you know, and they're like, you know, I miss you and I need a hug and, you know, we need to talk or we need to. And, you know, I feel like I can't be there for them. You know, a lot of my friends, you know, that text and call, I want to give them a hug, you know, and I want to be there for them. But, you know, at least, you know, we're all kind of in the same boat, and it's sad. It is. It's sad. But there's a lot of you out there depressed, and I could be right behind you. I mean, you know, the only reason why I'm not depressed is I think it's because I'm so busy. I am just so, I mean, between, you know, what's going on with the media, between telemedicine, I haven't taken a day off since, in fact, even before this all started. You know, I haven't taken a day off since last January, not this January, last January. I just always work. And with telemedicine, it kind of allows you to do that. You log in, you can see patients. I'm a workaholic, though. You know, and so I'm just busy. And maybe that's why. You know, maybe I should suffer from depression. You know, I mean, I had a very interesting past. Fires and just crazy stuff from my past. Maybe I should be depressed, and maybe this is a defense mechanism. Maybe work is why I don't get depressed. I was watching Game of Thrones because my kid's starting to watch it. You see, we wouldn't let my kid watch Game of Thrones because there was a lot of nudity. We talked about this, a lot of nudity and sex scenes, and it's a very, very sexy show, but there's like a lot of sex in it. And so now that my kid is, you know, old enough, he's like, okay, I'm watching Game of Thrones, and I completely forgot. And then I saw the first episode of the first season. By the way, first season was better than I thought. It was a good season, but that first episode had like 5 sex scenes, I think. I was like, oh my God, my baby's watching this. I'm a baby. Yeah. Mommy and daddy did not do that. Yeah, if you ever want to get rid of the kid, go. Do you want to talk about when you came out of my Lily? No, no. So anyway, I could get the kid to leave the room during the sex scenes. And I could go, when your father did that to me, and then he leaves. So that's good. So I think I could interrupt him when he's watching those scenes. But I'm just busy. And I think I'm just, you know, able to, you know, work through whatever issues I might have had because I work. So what about people not getting to work? What about people not being able to hit the gym? Eating like crap. I'm going to, like, not be in a good mood later because I'm going to burn through the sugar and be grumpy later. And, yes, I had salad this morning. I had some salad and I had some lean protein, and that just didn't do it for me. I wasn't smiling until I had my peep. So, you know, it's okay to be bummed. It's okay to be depressed. I mean, if you guys want to cry, it's okay to cry. And the reason why a lot of us are bummed is because whenever bad things happen, we have a happy place. We focus on the future. We focus on, okay, you want to know what? It's gonna be good because we're going to do this or we're going to do this. And when we're being told in the media that this is the new normal, that for those of us who have businesses, we will never see the revenues or the profits that we once did. We will not be able to operate our business the same way. We won't be able to, you know, go to school the same way. We might not be able to see our students graduate. We might not be, you know, where's the happy place? You know, where's that? Well, I could be excited. You know, what about travel? You know, we have a trip scheduled for next Christmas. If coronavirus hits again and they do this whole shutdown thing again, that trip gets canceled. So for those of us who had trips, you know, that we were planning and little happy places like cruises, that's all gone. So whatever used to be your little focus or your goal, it's all fuzzy. Our futures are completely cloudy. You know, people give the millennials and the Generation Zs a hard time, and I love the millennials and Generation Zs. They are like my favorite, you know, group of kids because they don't have a future like we did. When we grew up, we knew what it would be like to be a cop or a doctor or a lawyer or a pilot, you know, and we could at least wrap our heads around what it looked like. Kids these days, they have no idea. I mean, the doctor I thought I was going to be is way different from what the doctors are going to be now. Now you're, you know, working online or you're an employee. Same thing with pilots. You're going to be now competing with a computer. You know, the arts, Hollywood, everything's changed. And so, yeah, we're bummed. I mean, should we be suicidal? No. You know, if you are suicidal, again, call 1-800-273-8255. But it is okay to be sad. It is okay to be bummed, and you got to talk about it. You know, and you got to try to exercise, you know, even if it's going for a walk or working out at home or something. And you got to eat right. If you're not eating right. But, you know, we can set goals, and we're going to talk about that next. What sort of goals can we make in this crazy world right now? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And there's a Daniel. I forgot like an hour ago. You know what? Jason and Daniel are both there. And big thanks to GCN for making this happen. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. See, all the days blur. The producers blur. It's because I can't see him. I can't give him a hug. I love you guys. So Jason and Daniel are there. Got Brad over there. Kyle. Got good guys. Good guys. The essential workers are like, they're going to need a vacation by the time this is all over. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your questions, your calls, your comments. Okay. Well, all right. One of you wants to know about the coronavirus rash. Hold on a second. All right. I want to answer this first one, too. Am I going to buy the iPhone? I'm not going to buy the new iPhone. The $399 iPhone? No. I do not trust an iPhone that's only $399. I got my iPhone. I'm good with my iPhone. I don't know what number it is. I'll have to ask. My husband kind of knows. I really have no idea what number it is. All I know is I get to do, like, emojis and animojis, and I get to do Facebook Live on it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's fine. I'm not going to be spending any money on electronics soon, except for maybe another laptop I might need. But no. So I'm not buying the new iPhone. But, you know, kudos to Apple for, you know, marketing and, you know, lowering the price. If they can lower the price, that's, you know, fantastic. Okay, so the COVID rash. All right, so one of you wants to hear about this. So this is kind of interesting, guys. I had a couple patients on telemedicine. I know telemedicine isn't as sexy as, you know, in life real person, but, I mean, I did my dues. I saw patients for years, and now with telemedicine, I can help people in rural areas, and it's a whole new way of medicine, and it's you know, definitely, you know, a field of medicine that doesn't have enough doctors in it. So I'm you know, happy. I'm really, really happy, you know, with what I do. But I do miss seeing patients and hugging them and talking to them, making fun and talking sports. Gosh, I miss sports. Yeah, you want to talk about depression. Okay, if NFL, if football, right, ends up being delayed or postponed or canceled, okay, that's going to be my, yeah, that's gonna throw me over the edge, and I'm gonna be like needing chocolate, and I'm gonna be like needing a lot more peeps than this if anything happens to NFL. So in terms of this rash, it's very, very interesting. What happened was I had a couple patients who had these weird vasculitic-like lesions on their toes, and it wasn't all their toes. It was like the second toe and the fourth toe. So the patient would call in. This happened twice. The patient called in, different patient, saying, I got bit. Like, what are you talking about? They go, look at my toes. It was a young patient. And I go, do they hurt? They're like, not like a bite, but they look like a bite. And I'm thinking, well, you know, a bite could be shingles. Because sometimes I don't see the patient. Sometimes I'm on the phone. And I'm like, can you upload an image? You know, whatever. But they said it just looked weird. So I'm like, when you press on it, does it blanch? Does it get lighter? Or does it still stay dark red? She said it still stayed dark red. And I go, well, that could be a vasculitis. That could be an inflammation of the blood vessels. Do you have any fever, cough? You know, you go through the whole COVID questions. You go through all the other sort of, you know, autoimmune questions and things like that. She said no. And I go, look, you need to get that looked at. You know, and this is over the phone. I really don't want to misdiagnose. I can't see it. So, you know, get that looked at. Now, I don't get follow-up. You know, as opposed to, like, family medicine, the person comes back in a week, you could call them. Telemedicine, you don't have that follow-up. Another patient a week later, weird stuff on their feet, and they were young. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know if this is viral, because sometimes viruses can cause these autoimmune or these inflammatory responses. You know, one of the reasons why some people have died from coronavirus is because, you know, they built up with fluid and mucus and things like that that block their lungs. And so, you know, maybe your inflammatory reaction is affecting blood vessels. And so it looks like, you know, you have like little hemorrhages, you know, in your toes. And so I had suspected something like this was coronavirus related. Well, now we're being told that about 400 dermatologists on this WhatsApp platform discussed dermatological manifestations in patients that they believe might have been related to coronavirus. And then they kind of shared pictures. And these look identical to what patients were describing, and that one patient I saw had uploaded an image. They're like kind of like bluish purple spots that aren't really round like pox. People are calling them frostbite looking. They could look a little frostbite, but they're this violaceous sort of looking, kind of a violent looking toe. It almost looks like they're having, you know, issues with circulation or bleeding underneath the skin or bruised. It almost looks like it's bruised. So the French National Union of Dermatologists and Venereologists, all right, not venereal disease, but in a way, yeah. Yeah, anyway, the SNDV organized this group. And so we have some pictures, and I posted it on my Facebook and Twitter, and then I posted a case study that has even more pictures of this. Apparently there was this 13-year-old Italian kid that had these spots on the feet. Doctor thought it was a spider bite, gave him antibiotics. He started to get a fever, body aches, things like that. All that went away, everything went away, but his mom and sister had coronavirus-like symptoms. So even though they didn't get a chance to test them because there weren't a lot of tests at the time in Italy, they presumed this was coronavirus. And then they were able to look at people who had coronavirus, and they found that these younger kids even if they don't have coronavirus symptoms, might be getting these lesions on their fingers and on their toes. And so why is that significant? Who cares? Well, the reason why it's significant is because your kid might be running around and happy and doing good, and then they got some weird stuff on their toes. That could mean, and again, it's not definitive, we still need more data, but that could mean that kid is carrying coronavirus. So if grandma's coming over or grandpa's coming over, you might need to separate them. Keep them separated. You might have to separate them because you got, you know, a kid that may have coronavirus. And it may signify a sign of, you know, get him tested and see if he's a carrier. So this was kind of big news, but, you know, you won't necessarily get a rash. You know, I don't know about a lot of older individuals having these sort of vasculitic-like lesions. I know a lot of doctors have been, you know, kind of, you know, writing me and talking to me about how, you know, they think they've seen it on some of their adult patients. I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, when you do have a virus, why is my nose running? I need Claritin. You know what it is? It's because I ate a peep. Yeah, I think it was so much sugar. Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. Daddy boogers? Booger check. Okay, I'm good. All right. Hey. So hard to do. So hard to do. Does that happen to my producers? They can check my boogers for me. Oh, I love anyway, so, you know, it's this coronavirus rash is not like the Zika rash. Okay, it's different. Doesn't look like measles, doesn't look like chicken pox, but it could be a sign of something else going on. And viruses can do this, medications can do this, you know, a lot of different things can cause these dermatological manifestations, but that's kind of what's going on there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, vaccine. Where are we on the vaccine? It all depends on which news source you read. One says we're going to have one by the end of the summer, which is something that I thought. Another one says not till next spring. All right. Another one said way into 2021. So I apologize. We really don't have much on the vaccine front yet to tell you. All we know is a lot of companies are out there. It's the golden goose or the golden egg right now. Whoever can get that vaccine, get it through the human trials. There are some human trials, from what I understand, happening now. As long as it works, as long as it confers immunity, and we're talking immunity for the majority of people, as long as there's very little side effects, as long as it's inexpensive, as long as it's not too painful. One of them is like a little patch with little micro needles. Kind of feels like Velcro. Velcro to me doesn't feel good, but I'd rather take that than a shot. You know, we could have a good vaccine, but they're still working on it. One of you wants to know, 1-877-DOCDALI, keep them coming, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The chloroquine study that got stopped, the heart side effects. We talked about this yesterday. Chloroquine was the older,
Best Buy. I can't go to Best Buy right now.
So I can't get enough equipment here. The chloroquine medication is an older version of hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine is the safer version. So the medicine you're hearing talked about in the news, that hydroxychloroquine, Zithromax combo, is the safer version of the two because chloroquine had side effects. One of the chloroquine side effects was arrhythmias, abnormal heart rhythms. And so when this study in Brazil got stopped, because some of the patients started to develop a rhythm that could have been fatal, that was kind of a no-duh moment because we know chloroquine can cause that. So I don't want that to freak anybody out. You know, we know these medications have side effects. The hydroxychloroquine is supposed to be a safer form, but not all medicines are safe. In fact, even Zithromax, the Z-Pak, people are popping like Pez candy, can also cause, you know, abnormal heart rhythms. So the reason why there's a hesitancy on the medication front is because if people are going to recommend it, they got to make sure it's safe, and we have to identify which populations may not benefit or could possibly have issues from it, okay? But the hydroxychloroquine, from what I understand, is still being worked on. It's still being trialed. 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep those questions coming.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says parts of the United States could potentially lift the stay-at-home orders before May 1st. The president is turning to a panel of advisors, which the White House is dubbing the Great American Economic Revival Industry Group. Some executives include Apple's Tim Cook, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban. Cuban joins Fox News and is excited to be on this panel and help get America back up and running.
I think they were really smart in how they approached this by bringing in the best of the best. And hopefully between all that brain power, we'll come up with some alternative approaches to taking those steps to get the economy open.
China is criticizing President Trump's move to temporarily halt funding to the World Health Organization and is pledging to support the global health body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a prisoner released because of coronavirus fears was rearrested for killing a man the day after he was freed, according to Metro. Joseph Edwards Williams, 26 years old, was charged with second-degree murder on Monday for allegedly shooting a man to death in Tampa, Florida, on March 20th. He was behind bars for heroin possession and drug paraphernalia. Was released on the morning of March 19th. At least 163 inmates who were charged with low-level nonviolent offenses were also released. Now, according to Sheriff Chad Cronister, He said, there's no question Joseph Williams took advantage of his health emergency to commit crimes while he was out of jail, awaiting resolution of a low-level nonviolent offense. As a result, I call on the state attorney to prosecute this defendant to the fullest extent of the law. Sheriff also continued, judges, prosecutors, and sheriffs around the country are facing difficult decisions during the health crisis with respect to balancing public health and public safety. So, sheriffs in Florida and throughout our country have released nonviolent low-level offenders to protect our deputies and the jail population from the outbreak. Our commitment as an agency is to keep this community safe and enforce the law. Now, Williams was in court via video on Tuesday on his charges, including second-degree murder with a firearm and resisting an officer. Now he has a $250,000 bond, according to WFLA. So every murder, quote, every violent crime involving a gun is a sickening example of the worst in our community, especially at a time when our community is working relentlessly to fight against the spread of the deadly COVID-19. So, there's been obviously a lot of criticism of the move to have prisoners leave. Again, the prisoners were supposed to be nonviolent. Like I had said earlier, you know, a little bit of marijuana, in somebody's car, not that people should be getting arrested for that, but still, you know, reckless driving. But I got to tell you something. Can I talk about reckless driving? Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you how many accidents I have almost been in since this lockdown happened. And people are just speeding like crazy. Like one guy decided to cut me off today. The freeway is empty. Why are you messing with me? Why are you trying to cut me off? It's like people want to fight. So I'm a little nervous. I mean, you know, if they do reopen schools and have kids start driving to school again, and I tell my kids, don't drive the first week or two because people are crazy out there on the roads. You know, maybe it's because they don't think there's traffic, and so, you know, they think they can, you know, like driving from here to L.A., other than Vegas, when you drive from here to L.A., you know, it's like 75-mile-hour speed limit, and many people go higher. So, but these are, you know, in-town freeways. Not supposed to be driving 80, 90-plus on an in-town freeway. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, this is coming from, I believe, England. But it's interesting in that police have issued over 3,000 fines to people who broke lockdowns. I was asked, you know, where are we at now with people and social distancing and getting in trouble? And didn't Dak Prescott, you know, from the Cowboys have a birthday party? Didn't he get in trouble for having a birthday party? Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on there. But anyway, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who, from what I understand, is doing better, warned that people would be penalized when he decided on March 23rd to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. So despite pleas from the government saying, do not go away Easter weekend, many people in Great Britain did not. Listen, so one family from London was caught by police. They were fined and told to go back home after driving 200 miles to another city to fish. Then a father was fined about $500-$600 because his teenage son didn't follow the lockdown rules three times. Then a couple on Brighton Beach accused police of, quote, ruining their, and this isn't a cuss word, frickin' day. F-R-I-C-K-I-N-G, day. This is being reported by the news. After officers put out their barbecue using a helmet as a water bucket. All right. Another woman said she was exercising her mind and was in trouble for, you know, having to be off of a park bench. Now, you know, a lot of us are kind of looking at this going, hey, you know, honestly, if the police want you to stay at home, stay at home. But, you know, there's these rumblings of protest and of discontent and of defying authority. And I watch this very closely because we are kind of living in a world that resembles, you know, the 1930s, I think, you know, in some countries, or resembled, you know, other countries where the government can step in and can at any time close you down. Say you're allowed to work, you're not allowed to work. I mean, you still have a lot of businesses going, I don't get that. How come some stores are open, but our store that sells food and clothes isn't? What's the difference between Walmart and my store, let's say? So you have people out there already kind of confused by the inconsistencies and some of the hypocrisy of some of the rules out there. And, you know, as a doctor, if you, I get it. You know, if you have some people go, well, you know, I'm going to go outside, and then somebody's looking out their window and they see somebody's outside, they're like, oh, then I guess we could go outside. Well, then everybody goes outside and now we have a crowd again. So even though, yeah, one person walking their dog might not be the biggest deal, but then I, you know, it's, you know, how do you keep, you know, a virus contained? Well, that's, again, up for debate. You know, did these lockdowns have to happen? So, you know, apparently in other countries there are fines. There are, restrictions. There are, penalties. And I'm, you know, not really sure where we go from here. Apparently, we're being told that social distancing measures, according to ABC7, Eyewitness News, may be necessary until 2022 to contain the coronavirus epidemic. 2022 to continue social distancing practices. If you, for the next year and a half or 2 years, do social distancing, we're never stopping social distancing. I'm going to tell you that right now. You will not see any change in social distancing. And I own two hair salons. I mean, how are people supposed to get their hair done? I mean, you know, yeah, they might wear masks, but, you know, how do you cut hair with a mask on? So this study was published in the journal Science Tuesday by Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Researchers projected that several smaller outbreaks of COVID-19 could follow. And they think that prolonged periods of social distancing may be necessary in order to control transmission. 2022. Now, the researchers used data from the United States to model transmission of other coronaviruses and project possible scenarios up through 2025. And under the global healthcare system current capacity, researchers say that the pandemic may last until 2022, requiring social distancing measures to be in place between 25% and 75% of the time. So the reason why social distancing works is if somebody has a virus and they don't spread it to somebody else, it can't jump to that person, it can't propagate, it can't replicate, and so it dies off in the first person, the virus will hopefully die off, doesn't go to the second person, you just ended that transmission. But we don't have complete social distancing because, you know, people still have to be in essential jobs. You can wear masks, you can wear personal protective equipment, you know, but, you know, do we have enough? Got to throw that stuff out. Are people changing it often like they should? And so, there's a lot of things you just can't do with quote-unquote social distancing, and there's also discord on what is social distancing. Some people say 6 feet is nothing for this virus. And some say it has to be at least 13 feet. So at that point, how are we supposed to be doing what we're, you know, how are we supposed to be, you know, fighting a virus when it could very easily transmit to somebody in a dental chair or at a barber shop or, a therapy session? So, you know, what we need to do is figure out how to live our lives like normal human beings and then attack this virus. But at this point, without a vaccine, without appropriate medications that we could use, we're at the, well, let's just social distance in the meantime. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some breaking news just got in. Governor Cuomo of New York has ordered all people to wear masks or face coverings in public. Not sure. I thought that was already being done in New York, but I guess it hasn't. And now he is issuing an executive order requiring all people to wear a face mask or covering while out in public. If you're going to be in a situation in public where you come into contact with other people in a situation that is not socially distanced, you must have a mask or a cloth covering your nose and mouth. Cuomo said the state is moving to a new normal as he outlined a gradual reopening of businesses, saying the crisis won't be over until a vaccine is made available. Where we're going, it's not a reopening, and that we're going to reopen what was, we're going to a different place. So, the mask could be cloth covered, something like a handkerchief. Again, not that that is ideal, but at least it provides a little bit of a barrier. A lot of people may think, well, yeah, but I'm not going out in front of other people. The problem is you just never know, you know, so have it with you. You know, even if you think you're going hiking or whatever, not that you have to wear it hiking, but, you know, make sure you have one close by in case you have to put it on so you don't get in trouble. I think in my neck of the woods, we have the same order done. You know, the CDC had recommended that we put do our face coverings in public places, and, you know, I don't mind it. You know, the problem is if we do see a drop in cases, is it because of the face masks? Is it because of the social distancing, or is it because the virus was supposed to start dying off anyway? So, you know, we don't know who gets the credit, but I'm okay with it. I'll support it. What I won't support is what China did. We are being told now that the Chinese government deliberately underreported the total number of coronavirus cases and deaths in the country. That's according to the U.S. Intelligence Committee. Apparently, this has been reported by CNBC. And Bloomberg cited three U.S. officials reported Wednesday that the intelligence community sent a classified report that China's public tally of COVID-19 infections and death is purposefully incomplete. Well, we knew that. Secret report concludes that China's numbers are fake, so the official said. The White House received the report last week. They say, also, we are being told by British intelligence that China concealed the fact that they were in an epidemic and could have told us 6 days prior. So, I don't even know what to believe. You know, we do know that the original whistleblower is dead. You know, they say he got coronavirus. Dr. Li Wenling. And he could have, because, again, he might not have been wearing protective equipment and, you know, it might have been around for a while, etc. But we can't really talk to him too much about what happened. We can't really see what he wrote online to his other colleagues, you know, to kind of warn them of, look, you know, this is what we got. This is what's ahead, coming up ahead, you know, how to prepare yourself. I hate that. I hate when I see somebody who does good get in trouble. I hate that. You know, and he wasn't trying to hurt the country. He was like, hey, guys, look, this is what we have out here. And, you know, which also is kind of suspicious why he then got arrested. If this was just a, you know, illness, like flu, why did he have to get detained? You know, unless maybe it was a lab accident. And, you know, I don't know. So, if China's numbers were fake, then where are we exactly with how deadly this is? China has reported as of now, let me refresh, I think 82,000 cases. Hold on one sec. So China's cases leveled off. They even said that they've been, you know, back to normal. So 82,000 total cases, 3,300 deaths. People think that number could even be doubled. So, you know, Trump, in his speech, really socked it to the World Health Organization. And he accused the World Health Organization of pandering to China. And he has now threatened to cut off $500 million in funding? Yep, $500 million in funding. So the World Health Organization has been spearheading the global efforts to fight the virus. Now they're under attack because they are being accused of playing along with China while China tried to minimize the initial outbreak. Critics point to its uncritical parroting of Chinese government data. Does that mean, like, repeating, like a parrot? Early claims that the disease would not spread person to person, and praise for the country's leaders as evidence that it was not fulfilling its role. Trump blasted the World Health Organization yesterday. He blasted them. Because the World Health Organization told him not to do travel bans. He said that accelerated the pandemic all over the world. And now he wants an investigation. So a lot of people are thinking, all right, it's about time. People like Bill Gates go, no, that's dangerous. CDC director's like, no, we need, you know, the World Health Organization now more than ever. I don't know. I'm torn. Again, we were told December 31st that China found a cluster of unusual pneumonia cases in Wuhan. Then the World Health Organization, 5 days later, tweets about a cluster of pneumonia cases in Wuhan with no deaths. State investigations are underway. January 5th, the World Health Organization, according to Daily Mail, issues its first guidance on pneumonia of unknown cause, saying there are a total of 44 patients and 11 in severe condition. Main symptom listed as fever, with a few patients having difficulty breathing. Also, as of January 5th, they said no evidence of human-to-human transmission. January 7th, China said it has identified the cause of the pneumonia as a novel coronavirus named 2019 nCoV by the World Health Organization. By January 9th, the World Health Organization praises China for identifying the new virus in such a short space of time. That was pretty fast, wasn't it? January 13th, the World Health Organization says it's now working with authorities in Thailand after reports of a case there. Then, January 14th, the World Health Organization tweets that there is no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission in China. Then, they clarify, saying there might have been limited transmission via family members. January 20th, 21st, World Health Organization's field team in China conducts a brief field visit to Wuhan. So almost a month after this, they come in and do a field visit. Then by January 21st, the first case is confirmed on U.S. soil in Washington. They had traveled to China a week before. So, January 22nd, the report from the World Health Organization team sent to Wuhan notes that human-to-human transmission is taking place, but more research is needed to assess the full extent. The report notes confirmed infections in 16 doctors, a clear sign of transmission from patients. So, Dr. Tedros, who runs the World Health Organization, from what we understand, decided not to declare the virus a public health emergency in January. Remember, we talked about that. And we're like, why? Well, because, you know, they didn't want to panic people, and they, you know, they also didn't want to call it a pandemic. And we're like, it sounds like a pandemic now, but we get that, you know, there's politics. I get all that. That's fine. I get it. I get it. And he praised China's cooperation and transparency. He also had said January 23rd that there was limited evidence of human-to-human transmission. But by then, there were already 584 confirmed cases and 17 deaths globally, including in Vietnam, South Korea, Japan, Thailand, and the U.S. So, I could go on as to, you know, but where I stand with this and the World Health Organization is we do need the World Health Organization. But I agree there needs to be some answers. And if we now need this funding, you know, for us to spread it to... for us to give $500 million now when hospitals need the money, when Americans need the money, and the World Health Organization could have done a better job, they could have investigated sooner, what it means is maybe the World Health Organization is not what we think it is. Maybe the World Health Organization needs to police things better. And maybe that new World Health Organization, it could still be called World Health Organization, should get the money. But the World Health Organization, as of now, might not be doing enough of its job. So I completely understand why Trump took that stand. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product fact, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.